listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Wrapping things up here on this Tuesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Attention Browns backers, check out the completely redesigned Browns backers portal and take your experience as a Browns fan to a whole new level with exclusive access, giveaways, and more. Register now for free at fans.clevelandbrowns.com. Matt Wilhelm, Nathan Zagura, it is the final segment of this show here today. A lot of debate. Yesterday I thought was much more pro Brian Hoyer. I thought today was significantly more pro Johnny Manziel, and a lot of people seem to be of the opinion that you know what you've got in Brian Hoyer. Let's find out what we have in Johnny Manziel and see if we can somehow pull off a 3-1 or a 4-0 here over the final four games.
You're correct, and I think the one thing that I am on board with, either of these quarterbacks that give us the best opportunity to win, but what we also, too, is have to look at is the pros and cons of these decisions that we make, but also, too, we have to do whatever it takes to win at least three of these last four football games to even have a chance of making the playoffs. And that's where, at this point, what you have to say is you're not only talking about the now, when you hate to say it, but you're also looking into your future, because there's a lot of telling signs about, do you let Brian Hoyer and what we know of him play moving forward, knowing that he may or may not be a part of your picture. But then also, too, as we've heard at the midpoint, when Ray Farmer said, one guy's under contract, one guy is not. And that means the guy under contract will get an opportunity to play for the first time significantly in this league, who will prove a lot to both ownership, management, and us as fans as well.
I think that's true. I think here's an interesting point as well. You know, we all know, this is Andrew McKnight, we all know Hoyer's ceiling, opposing defenses do too. I say we start Johnny. Brad Hirsch says, a quarterback decision in my mind, it's all about Kyle Shanahan. I'm sorry. Do you trust him to put the more talented guy in a position to win? I would say yes, I do. And I would agree with that. I do as well. You know, it is certainly an interesting thing, and it will be. This is why he hasn't made this decision. I think if it was an easy decision, it would have been made Monday. He would have got it out of there ahead of time. The players would have been off Tuesday, but have been prepared Wednesday. Mike Pettine is really wrestling with this. I really think that Mike Pettine is wrestling with what to do, how to do it. Do you stick with the guy who got you here, or do you think you can kind of make that leap? San Francisco was a very good football team when Alex Smith,
yes, they were,
was taken out. I know he got hurt for a game, but could have been back immediately.
They were almost close to undefeated, were they not?
Yes, and he'd come off of basically a perfect game against Arizona on Monday Night Football, and I think he had a perfect quarterback rating in that game. And then he got dinged up. They took him out there with Kaepernick, but they had made the decision that he was holding them back, and they had an opportunity to go to new heights with Colin Kaepernick, ended up going to the Super Bowl. So,
yeah, and I think a lot of that, Nathan, has to do with a great understanding of who Alex Smith was. And when you talked about the ceiling of a football player, I think San Francisco thought there is no more growth out of Alex Smith, and we've seen exactly who he is up to this point. And it might not be enough to get us to where we want to go as an organization. And you have to ask yourself, are the Cleveland Browns in the same situation?
That is the question that the Browns will certainly find out. And we'll find out if Mike Pettine thinks that they are as well when he go ahead and makes that quarterback decision tomorrow. Sal's on the road with us. What's up, Sal?
Hey, guys. First-time caller.
Thanks for being here, man. Thanks.
Absolutely. I think that the injury that center is a huge kind of, the gorilla in the corner of the room. And I think that Johnny being a mobile quarterback gives the Browns just that little bit of an edge that might get us a better shot at winning against the fast Colts defense. And I think that, Brian Hoyer is just a little bit limited in his legs like that. And I think that throwing Johnny in there, throwing a little bit more mobile quarterback, maybe open up the running game a little bit. You guys touched up on the crossing receivers, throwing that in the mix. I think that just might give the Browns a little bit better chance at beating the Colts on Sunday.
Appreciate the thoughts, Sal. Thanks for being the first-time caller there. And I think that we'll find out who Mike Pettine thinks the Browns get the best chance to win with at quarterback when he makes his decision. Mike in Youngstown joins us now.
Gentlemen, go Bucks.
Go Bucks.
Game this weekend. Hey,
right.
I listened to your show. Love it. Don't agree about Brian and some of the reasons why, and I'll make it quick because I know you got to get off here, but some of the reasons our offense is just, any way you want to put it, whether Johnny's going to be in there or or Brian's going to be in there. At this point, it's just not very good. Our line play is not very good, and for reason with injuries. Our running backs aren't very good. Josh Gordon, who I love and wouldn't trade him from anybody, of those five interceptions, I got to believe at least two, maybe three, he ran the wrong patterns. And then I looked this up because I was curious. We've had, in the last three games, we've averaged close to six drops per game. And the last thing, Sean O'Hara made a point today. I heard him this morning when I got up for work that he said that he would like to see, or he's for Hoyer staying as the quarterback. And one of the reasons is because if you're an offensive lineman, do you know the first read that Johnny would make or a running quarterback would make? Is he going to take off and run, or is he going to go through his progressions? I just want to see what you guys think.
I think at this point, knowing what we know about rookie quarterbacks is rookie quarterbacks, I think, for the most part, and I'm not referencing Johnny Manziel by any means, play things in the beginning a little bit close to the vest. They want to do almost be perfect for their coach, which means going through those reads and going to the receiver that the coach told you versus this coverage will be open and throwing it to those guys so that you build confidence, you build rapport, and more so than anything, you build that trust with your offensive coordinator to divulge more of the offense to you. That being said, the quarterback position is a very instinctive position, meaning you can't just be cookie cutter and it's not always scripted up exactly the way you would like it to be. And I think the improvisational skills of a player like Johnny Manziel with his arm strength and the fact that he can rocket it into tight windows, whether it's the right decision or not, gives us a better opportunity rather than floating it in as we've seen from Brian Hoyer. But his ability and his decision making to tuck the ball and make something of it, and or, as you've seen, flipping the ball to Terrence West or improvising to make a safe decision in a football game that continues to move the sticks forward.
Well, I think they would utilize his movement skills as we saw in that game. They would utilize him on the bootlegs, get him out of the pocket. But from in the pocket, he drilled a strike to Josh Gordon on the play action for 18 yards, and he also drilled the strike to Jim Dre down the middle of the field for 24 yards. So he, from the pocket, actually looked pretty good. You've got to get more of a look at him, obviously, there. But I thought from the pocket, all in all, he looked pretty good and in pretty good command of what he was trying to do. So that's something certainly to keep an eye on. That was the question, but people forget. And it's something I love Teddy Bridgewater as much as anybody coming into this draft and still think he's going to be a great NFL quarterback doing good things in Minnesota. But Johnny Manziel was actually more accurate and had a better yards per attempt average from the pocket than Teddy Bridgewater. So he's not a guy who just all of a sudden scrambles and that's all he can do. He can stand in the pocket and sling it, as we saw on the pass to Gordon and the pass to Dre.
Yeah, and if you truly want to be critical, you look at Johnny's first play as a Cleveland Brown, as a quarterback, is that run for 2 yards. He looked downfield in the pocket, did not see what he wanted. He was covered, and he took off and got you 2 yards. And I think that a Brian Hoyer might have thrown that football away. So at least he got you production as opposed to sitting at 2nd and 10. You were now sitting at 2nd and 8.
Correct, and you picked up positive yards there. It's going to be interesting. Don't envy Mike Pettine. Tough decision to make. You guys seemed pretty split. I'd say maybe slightly more pro Johnny Manziel than pro Brian Hoyer, but certainly many supporters for the quarterback who got the Browns to 7-5 and in this position right here. Want to thank Brian Baldinger from the NFL Network for being with us, and we will have Mike Pettine's press conference tomorrow on this show. We will have the quarterback announcement here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. For Matt Wilhelm and Emmett Golden, I'm Nathan Zgura saying stay tuned for the Golden Boys. And thank you for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by Liberty Ford.